Very good evening, and I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家晚上好，我奉耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
Ephesians chapter 5 onwards.
以弗所书第五章
describe the practical aspect of what Christianity is.
那就向我们描述一个基督生活实践的这些问题。
Your life and my life must be lived.For Christ's glory.
你我的生命都应当为着荣耀神来活。
And that's why chapter 5 verse 1 says, Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children.
那因此五章第一节就说，所以你们该效法神，好像慈爱的儿女一样。
You have to make very sure that your life is lived in a way that is guaranteed to please God.
那你要确保你的生活是一个，你生活的方式是真的是讨神的喜悦的。
There must be no doubt, not even the slightest doubt, that maybe my life may be acceptable to God.
那不应当有任何可疑之处，就是我或许我的生命是合神心意的啊，不应当是有这样的情况，而是百分百的很肯定的。
You have to know that.The moment you die, you breathe your last breath, you are definitely entering heaven.
那你必须知道说，那一旦停止呼吸，那你就马上的就到了天堂。
And God will say to you, "Well done, welcome home, my good and faithful servant."
那上帝就跟你说，好的，我良善的仆人啊，你欢迎你来到天堂。
This is not an option.
这不是一个选择。
That is why God saved us and let us remain on earth to be His witnesses.
那这就是为什么神拯救了我们，仍然把我们留在这地面上，就是要成为他的见证。
He knows we can succeed.
他知道我们能够成功。
None of us should be found wanting.
那没有一个人是有缺欠的。
And so the Bible warns us that as believers, we must always stay away from sin.
那因此圣经警告我们说，身为基督徒，我们必须远离罪恶。
Sin such as fornication, covetousness, filthiness, foolish talking, these are all very sinful things that must be found only in unbelievers, not in believers.
那就好像淫乱，还有一切污秽和或者是贪婪啊，这样像这类的罪恶。那不应当是在信徒当中只能够是在非信徒当中来找到。
Verse 5 says, These people will not inherit the kingdom of God.
那第五节就说，像这样的人，他们不能够承受神的国。
So be very careful of your sexual life.
那因此你要很小心关系到你的性的生活。
Do not be an unclean person with filthy thoughts.
那不要成为一个不洁净的人，有污秽的想法。
Watch your heart, make sure it is not covetous.
那要确保你的心是没有存贪婪。
I think all of us can do this because if you look at this very carefully, we all can hide our sins very well.
那我相信我们都可以做到这点。那如果你看这样的这些关系到这些罪的话，我们可以很有就是很有效的来隐藏我们的罪。
A husband and a wife may have quarreled at home, but they can come to church and appear as if everything is normal.
那夫妻之间发生口角，那么来到教会当中，他们可以表现到好像一切如常。
We can be committing a sin in private and then come to church as if all is well with my soul.
那我们可能私底下犯了一些罪，但是来到教会当中好像一切都没有发生过这样。
There was a Christian leader who has written many Christian books.
那有一个基督教的领袖，他写了许多书。
Because of the many books,That he has written, he was invited throughout America to speak in many churches and seminary.
那因着他写了许多的书，那他就被邀请到美国各地，那就是去 去各个的神学院，还有一些的会议当中。
But one day, it came out in the magazine of Christianity Today that he had been committing adultery for the past 14 years of his life.
那有一回，就在一个基督教的刊物当中，一个杂志当中，就报道说他犯了奸淫的罪，那已经是这样子有14年了。
That means while he was preaching from churches, from the pulpit of churches and seminaries for the past 14 years, he had been giving the appearance that everything was well within his soul.
也就是说在过去那14年当中，当他在教会各处来传讲的时候，那他已经是在犯这个罪了，但是外表上看来他好像一切都还好。
The people kept on inviting him over and over again to speak to them because there was nothing wrong with his messages.
那些人就人们就一直请他，邀请他来在不同的聚会当中来传讲，因为他所传讲的道理那找不出有什么有什么错误之处。
His life was very acceptable to the churches and to the seminary professors.
那他的生活是这些教会以及那些的神学院所能够接纳的。
But his life was definitely not acceptable to God.
但是他这样的一个生活在神的眼里肯定是不蒙接纳的。
He was pretending, he was a hypocrite.
那他戴着个虚假的面具，他是假冒伪
善。He cared only for man's acceptance of his life, and he got it.
那他只是在乎人要人来接受他的这样的一个生活方式，那他的确做到了。
Are we like this man?
我们是否也是这样子的呢？
I hope we are not like this man.
那我希望我们不是这样的。
That's exactly what verse 10 warns us.
那这也就是第十节给我们的警告。
The word proving is the same word that we have been studying, the word discern.
那这个查验在这里也就是我们一直在探讨的关于分辨是同样的意思。
We have to discern to make sure that our lives, our service is acceptable to God, not to man.
那我们必须查验，我们必须分辨，那确保我们所做的一切在神的眼里是蒙他的悦纳，而不是不是只是受到人的接受。
The word acceptable means fully 100% agreeable, no doubt at all.
那悦纳或者是接受的意思就是说100%的就是能够符合，而且是没有任何的不合适。
You mean to say,that the Bible tells us that while we are on earth in this mortal flesh surrounded by the wickedness that is on this earth, a Christian can live a life that is guaranteed to be 100% agreeable to God? Yes.
那你是说我们当我们还在地面上过活的时候，在这肉身当中的时候，一个基督徒他的生活真的是能够百分百没有任何的错事就是百分百的正确是这样子的吗？的确。
Do you have this confidence?
你有这样的一个把握吗？
Is your life guaranteed 100% acceptable to God?
你的生命是否是百分百能够蒙神所悦纳的呢？
It must not be most areas of your life.
那不单是说大部分你的生活的大部分而已。
It must be all areas of your life.
而是必须是你生活的全部。
So what are the areas of your life that you have that must come under the searchlight of God?
那你生活的哪些部分是必须在神的就是神的查验的当中呢？
So God will look at your life in the church.
那神会看你在教会里面怎么样的过活。
Do you just come and go?
你是不是来到当中就离开？
Do you stay and serve?
那是不是再留下来？
How do you serve?
你是怎么服侍的？
Do you serve with murmur and with grumbling, or do you serve to be seen of men?
你是不是心中很多的埋怨的这样的服侍，还是你要做给人看？
You want people to notice you, to say that you are a good person, a good worker.
还是你要人看到你是以为你是一个很好的人很好的就是侍奉人员，那 称赞你。
That kind of service is not acceptable to God.
那样的一个服事是神所不能够接纳的。
You serve to please man.
因为你是为着人做。
God will say to you, if that's what you want, and men recognize you, and they're going to pat you on the back, you got your reward.
那神将对你说啊，这如果是这是你所要的，那人就给你称赞，那就这就是你所当得的奖赏了。
A person who serves murmuring and complaining, hurting people, also not acceptable.
那一个埋怨，心中有很多的投诉的在的人在服事的时候，上帝也不接纳。
Because the Bible tells us that as children of God, everything that we do must be peaceable.
那因为圣经告诉我们说，身为神的儿女，我们所做的一切，那必须是，就是带着和好的。
If I have offended you, I will come to you and apologize with all my heart to make peace.
如果我得罪了你，我就来到你面前来跟你道歉，那么好像我们都能够就是有这样的一个和平。
And if you have hurt me.And I know that you have hurt me, I will still come to you and find out from you why are we in this strained relationship and make right with you.
那如果是你得罪了我，你伤害了我，那么我还是会来到你面前来跟你探讨说为什么会我们会进入这样的一个情况，这样的一个关系，那好像我们能够修好这个关系。
Because this is acceptable to God.
因为这样子是能够蒙神悦纳。
You mean I did not do wrong, the person has done me wrong, and I still have to make the first move to fix this wrong relationship? Yes.
啊，你是说，难道我没有做任何的错，是那个人冒犯了我，我还要做，我还要采取这就是他前这一步来使到这样的一个关系修好吗？
Do you remember what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount?
你还记得主耶稣在登山宝训当中所说的话吗？
This is found in Matthew chapter 5.
就是在马太福音第五章。
When a man wants to bring a sacrifice to God for worship,
那当一个人带着祭物要去敬拜神的时候，
And you know there is a brother who has something against you,
然后他知道说有弟兄是就是有弟兄得罪了他。
There's nothing wrong with you.
那自己没有什么错事。
There's something wrong with him.
那是对方有错事。
Jesus says you have to leave your offering behind. You go and write the relationship with him first before you come and worship God.
那主耶稣说到说你必须把你的祭物放下，然后去跟他修好的关系，然后再回来才来敬拜。
You have to ask yourself why.
你要问为什么？
Why should I do that? I'm right with God. He is not right with God.
那你要自我的问，我为什么要做这样？我
做
错，他是他犯错。
The reason is this.
原因是这样。
He feels that he is not right with God because of you.
那他认为他跟神没有好的关系，是因着你的关系。
And when he is in this condition, he cannot worship God because he is angry with you.
那因着这样，他不能够来敬拜神，因为他生你的气。
And you mean I have to be concerned with his relationship with God because he is angry with me? The Bible say yes.
那你是说我必须关心说他的这样的一个跟神的关系是这样子的吗？那圣经是这样子说的。
And so you have to go to him and make right the relationship with him so that he is no longer angry with you so that he can now also worship God just as you are at peace, you can worship God as well.
那因此你需要去跟他解决这个问题，好叫他就是解除了他这样的一个困扰，他就跟神有正确的关系，他能够敬拜神，那你也能够来敬拜。
Are there people in this church whereby you have difficulties with?
那在这个教会当中，是不是有一些人你有困难跟他交往的？
So the Bible says discern what is acceptable to the Lord.
那圣经说我们要来分辨说什么是合神，什么是能够蒙神悦纳的。
What is acceptable to the Lord is that you go to the person and then make right the relationship.
那也就是说你必须去到那人跟前来修好这个关系，这是蒙神所悦纳的。
Even if it's something as important as worship, God says that is secondary to fixing that relationship.
那甚至是关系到说这样重要的事情，就像敬拜这样的事情，神说你必须先去修好那关系。
To discern what is acceptable to God in your husband-wife relationship.
那因此我们要分辨说到底是什么样的事情，特别在你夫妻之间是能够蒙神悦纳的。
I do not know how your husband-wife relationship is.
我不知道你们夫妻之间的关系是如何。
The Bible tells us the wife must submit to her own husband as unto the Lord in everything.
那圣经说，妻子当顺服丈夫，在一切的事上顺服丈夫，好像顺服神一样。
As long as what the husband asks of you is not unbiblical, is not criminal, is not immoral and unethical, you have to obey.
那只要丈夫给你的这个要求不是不合圣经，不是犯罪，不是不合道德，那这些你都必须来顺服。
You mean even if my husband is an unbeliever, the Bible say yes. The Bible did not say Christian wife submit to your own Christian husband. The Bible says Christian wives submit to your own husbands.
那难道你是说，甚至是连我的丈夫是非信徒，我也要这么做吗？的确是这样，因为圣经说是基督徒的，圣经不是说基督徒的妻子要顺服基督徒的丈夫，而是说到基督徒的妻子要顺服丈夫。
This is acceptable unto the Lord.
这是蒙神所喜悦的。
So even if the husband is unreasonable, but if what he asks of you is not against the Bible, is not criminal, is not immoral, you have to do cheerfully, happily, as if you are doing it unto the Lord.
那甚至是丈夫所要求的是不合理的。然后只要是不犯法，不就是不违背圣经，那不是不道德的，那你都必须欢喜快乐的来服从。
And Christian husbands, you love your wives. Doesn't say Christian wife, as Christ loved the church and he gave his life for the church.
那基督徒丈夫，你必须是爱你的妻子。那这边也没有说是只有基督徒的妻子，那就好像基督爱教会一样，他舍为他舍命。
You have to discern every area of your relationship on this earth.
你必须来分辨你在这地面上的每一个就是人与人之间的关系。
Because as a Christian, your life is a witness.
因为身为一个基督徒，你的生命、你的生活就是一个见证。
We only use two areas of our lives as examples. Please.Study the scripture and apply to all areas of your relationship.
那我们只在我们这生活的这个方面只举了两个例子来做两方面来作为例子。那你必须去就是考察圣经来了解你在各个人际的关系都要把它修好。
The Bible has taught us with all that we need from scripture.To evaluate all areas of your life to make sure that they are 100% agreeable to the Lord right now.
那圣经已经有清楚的教导，让我们能够用来就是分辨到底我们自己的生活的各方面是否这个时候就已经是合神心意了。
We don't have to wait until we leave this world, stand before God in heaven, then God will tell us now.Let me tell you whether it is acceptable to me or not. Where you do not know.
那我们不需要等到天堂，等到了天堂，然后由神来告诉我们说啊，现在我告诉你啊，这方面还是那方面啊，合不合心意，而你其实是已经都清楚知道可以知道的。
It's not like a person has taken an exam.
那不像是一个人要去参与一个考试。
He's not sure whether he's going to pass or fail.
他不知道自己将会考得及格吗
？Maybe I pass, maybe I fail.
那可能及格，可能不及格。
It's only until the result comes out, then you know. 哎呀 ，Thank God I passed 51% out of 100.
那只有等到成绩出来的时候啊，你说啊，感谢神，我及格了啊，51%。
God says I've given you the word of God.
那上帝说我已经把我的话语赐给你了。
Obey the word of God so that your life will be 100% upon 100% right now on earth before you arrive into heaven.
就是要来服从神的话语，现在就服从神的话语，确保你的生活是百分百的合神的心意。
Do you know why this is so important?
你知道为什么这很重要吗？
Because you are God's witnesses.
因为你是神的见证人。
You do not witness for the Lord's glory in a vacuum.
那你不是在一个真空里面来见证神的荣耀。
You and I are surrounded by enemies.
你我都在敌人的就是敌人都在我们的周围。
They are waiting for you to make a mistake, and then they're going to pounce on the mistake, and then they're going to get you into trouble and destroy your testimony.
他们就是等的来看你来犯错，那你一旦犯错的时候，他们就抓住要来摧毁你的整个的见证。
You know that we have on Sunday afternoon Truth BP Church using the our church premises.
那你知道说我们在教堂下就是主日的下午是真理堂，他们用我们的这些就是教会建筑物的空间。
Did you know that very soon after they started using the church premises, somebody wrote to Jurong Town Corporation to complain?
那你知道吗？我们当他们一开始使用就是我们的这些教堂里面的房间的时候，那就有人写了一封信去这个玉朗的这个管理城那边就是去投诉。
We are not allowed to sublet our premises.
那我们不可以就是把我们 的地方出租给人。
If we had done so, it would be a transgression.
那如果我们有这样子做，那我们就是犯了法。
And so a letter came from them.
那一直就有一封信从有关当局那边送过来了。
So we have to tell them that we did not sublet, we do not collect any rent.
那我们就必须告诉他们说，我们并没有出租，我们也没有收任何租金。
They are our sister church where Dr. Toh at the time was the advisory pastor.
那他们是我们的姐妹堂，那么而且是资深牧师杜翔牧师是他们的这个就是监督牧师。
And they use the premises only for a few hours and that's it.
那他们只是用我们的地方几个小时而已。
JTC accepted the explanation because it is true.
那有关当局就接受了我们这样的一个解释。
If you do not live a life that is squeaky clean, it will only be a matter of time where Satan will find it, he will magnify it, and then your witness will be ruined completely.
那如果你不是真的是清清白白的来过活的话，那只是就是总有一天就会这个魔鬼撒旦会找出这个破绽，那么就是要来攻击。
I cannot be the best pastor, the best preacher, the best teacher, and then I become a terrible husband to my wife.
那我不能够是成为一个出色的牧师、出色的教师、出色的一个传道人，那却就是对我的太太不好。
So I cannot spend all my hours studying, writing sermons, preparing teaching lessons, and then I ignore my wife.
那我不可以把所有的时间都用来就是预备讲章，就是预备要讲的课，之类的，而把我的太太给忽略。
Or I ignore my children.
或者我忽略了我孩子。
I cannot allow any area of my life to be hurt in order to become the best in other areas.
那我不能够牺牲我生活的其中的任何的环节，而使到我某一个方面真的是很出色。
Because that is not 100% acceptable to God.
因为这样子做不是百分百能够蒙神悦纳。
So please discern unto God's approval.
那因此必须来查验必须来分辨是能够合神心意的。
Not sometimes.Not even most times, but all the time until the Lord calls you home.
那不是有的时候不是大多数的时候，而是一直都是这样，直到主把你召回天家。
So you must keep on asking, what does the Lord think of how I am living now?
那因此你必须这样的来问，到底神是怎么样的看待我现在这个时候的生活？
Not what people think.
不是人怎么看。
Because when you want to please God, sometimes you may have to offend people.
那因为你要讨神的喜悦，有的时候你需要就是冒犯一些人。
You cannot be a man pleaser.
你不能够是做一个好好先生。
There are a lot of man pleasers.
你不能够去到处去讨好人，因为有很多人是这样子的。
There was an elder who was asked to look after a church.
那有一个长老，他被托就是要来照管一个教会。
When it comes to election time, most of the time he gets 100%.
那每次来到选举的时候，他都得到百分百的票数。
It's as if everybody in the church loves him.
那就好像是这教会里面每一个人都喜爱他。
Do you know what he does?
你知道他做了些什么吗？
Two persons quarrel.
那有个两个人啊、就是有口角。
So he will go to person A.
他就去到A 君这里。
And person A will tell him his side of the story.
那 A 君就会告诉他说啊、他这一方面的故事。
And then he will say to person A.
那他就会跟 A 君说
You are right, you are right, you are right.
啊、你是对的，你是对的，你是对的。
Then he will go to person B.
那他就会去 B 君那里说。
And then B will tell his story.
那 B 君会告诉他。
And then he will say to B,You are right, you are right, you are right.
那他就对 B 君说啊，你是对的，你是对的，你是对的。
So A and B still angry with one another.
那因此 A 跟 B 还是在彼此的恨恶。
But A still likes him.
那 A 就还是 A 就喜爱这位长老。
So B also likes him.
啊 ，B 也喜爱这位长老。
And he did this whenever there are many other quarrels.
那他就是这样子做哦，无论还有其他许多的争吵，他是都是这样子处理。
So when C and D quarrel, he does the same.
那当 C 跟 D 在争吵的时候，他也做同样的事。
Very soon the church split.
很快这个教会就分裂了。
Do you know what is the name of this pastor?
你知道这个牧师
sorry, this elder, I beg your pardon.
这个长老的名字是什么？
He is a very good elder.
他是一个很好的长老。
Because when the eyes of these people were opened, they added this extra phrase to the word good.
那当这些人看透了这事后，他们就加上这个好。
So now they call him, he is a very good for nothing pastor.
他们就说他是
I don't know. Because that's exactly what happened. If he had helped A and B and anyone solve their problems according to the Bible,That is acceptable to God, the church would not have split.
因为如果他帮助 A 跟 B 来按照圣经来解决他们的问题的话，那教会就不至于分裂。
Families were split because of him.
那甚至家庭也因着他而分裂。
What he did was with one agenda, how to make myself acceptable to all of you.
那他所做的一切只有一个背后的一个动机是怎样的讨好每一个人。
When you want to do everything acceptable to God, you will very often offend certain people.
那当你要做每一件事情都要讨神的喜悦的话，那很多时候你都会冒犯一些人。
You don't deliberately offend.
那你不是故意的来就是得罪他。
But when you hold on to biblical principles and guidelines, there will be people who will be offended, but you don't be moved. You hold on to your biblical principles.
那因为当你按照圣经的原则，按照圣经的教导来行的时候呢，就有一些人会受到冒犯。那你必须就是持守这些的原则，这些的教导。
Everywhere you go, everything you do in any area of your life.Always seek to make sure, discern that you are acceptable to God always.
啊，无论你到哪里，你做什么事啊，你要确保说你每一个方面那、都是必须是合神啊，就是能够讨神蒙神的悦纳的，那、让一直都是这样蒙神所接受的。
One thing that is always acceptable to God is found in verse 11 and verse 12.
那有一方面是。必须就是完全的被神所接纳的，就在十一、十二节。
This is a very important principle that must cover every area of your life.
那这是我们在我们生活中的各方面都必须持守的一个原则。
You must have nothing to do with sin.
你必须是跟罪无关。
You have to get rid of sin in your life.
你必须把罪从你的生命中去除掉。
Sin of the mind, sin of the heart, sin of the hands and the legs.
那脑海里的罪，心里的罪，还有我们手脚所犯的罪。
How to do that?
怎么样来做呢？
Verse 11 is the first thing we must do.
那十一节是首先要做的。
Verse 11a.
啊，十一节的上半节。
You have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness.
那暗昧无益的事，不要与人同行。
Fellowship means you have participation, relationship.
那这同行相交就是说跟这些有交涉有关系。
So that means, when you go to the hawker center and eat,
那也就是说当你去小贩中心吃饭的时候
It is very crowded
啊，那里真的是拥挤挤
着很多人 And so you have a table there with two people eating, four seats empty
那你看到一个张桌子啊，有四个位置有两个人坐那另外两个是空的
And so you have your lunch in your hands
那你手持着你的午餐
You're looking for a place to sit
啊，你在找位置坐
So you go up to thisTwo persons.
啊，就看到啊，就在就看到这两个人，你去
走到那里。Are the seats available?
啊，你就问说这位置是不是没有人坐的
？They say yes.
他们说是的。
Then you must ask the next question.
那你之后又要问多另外一个问题。
Are you a Christian?
啊，你问他说你是不是基督徒
？You must ask, right?
你要问对不对
？I am a Roman Catholic. The other one, charismatic.
那其中一个说我是罗马天主教徒，另外一个说我是。灵恩派的教徒
So you have to tell them
那你就要告诉他们
I am a fundamentalist Calvary Pandan Bible Presbyterian Christian
那你就要告诉他说我是班丹加列堂笃信圣经长老会班丹加列堂这个基要信仰的信徒
I cannot sit with you
我不能够跟你坐
You are unfruitful workers of darkness
那你是那暗昧无益的事的工人
Correct?
是这样子吗
Correct or not?
是这样子吗
No
不是
Cannot
不可以这样
Why not?
为什么不呢
Why not?
为什么不
You sit at the same table
你跟他坐在同一桌
Elder Chung see you Elder Chung will be angry
那如果中长郭牧师看到郭牧师会生气
He is not faithful translator That is not the fellowship the Bible here speaks of. You all know that.
啊，这不是圣经所说的那同行相交的意思。
Because there is no spiritual participation in anything.
那因为那没有任何属灵的这个的，就是关系到属灵的事情。
You can even talk to them, have a conversation with them, and find out where they go, what they do. It's okay.
啊，你甚至可以跟他们来交谈，那查出说，哎，他们要做些什么，要去哪里等等，都没问题。
This fellowship means you do not participate in any way whereby you are seen as condoning their sin.
那这里所说的同行，就是说啊，你不要让人看到说啊，你参与他们的任何有罪恶的事情。
If this is a prayer breakfast where you pray together, that's what it means.
那如果这是一个就是早餐的祷告会，那你们一起祷告，那这就是这里的意思了。
They are unfruitful works of darkness，
因为他们是暗昧无益的事的那些工人。
Any activities that are not according to the scriptures， you cannot have participation。
那任何不按照圣经教导的这些活动或者是这些聚会，你都不能够来跟他们参与。
If I am working in an office，
如果我在一个办公室来工作
，and there are many colleagues who invited me to join them in their Bible study，
那有很多的同事啊，就邀请我来参加他们的查经班。
They are from different denominations，
他们都是从不同宗派来的。
A few of them charismatics。One or two Roman Catholics, others are Methodist Anglicans.
那有几个是灵恩派，一两个罗马天主教，那其他的是就是圣公会跟卫理公会的。
Should I or should I not join the Bible study?
那我应当还是不应当来参加这个查经班呢
？It all depends.
那就要看情况，因情况而定了。
If they lead in the Bible study.
如果是他们带领的查经班
Or if they are charismatic pastor leads in the Bible study
如果是他们灵恩派的牧师带领的查经班
You cannot attend
那你就不能够出席
But they ask you to lead the Bible study
那如果他叫你来领这个查经班
But you are the only one who is doing the praying You are the only one who is doing the teaching
那你是唯一一个在那里来带领祷告来教导的
Scenario number one You have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness.
那第一个情况是你已经有这样的一个跟这些暗昧行暗昧无益的事的人来就是团契。
You cannot join.
你 不能够。
When you are doing the teaching and the praying, when they are doing the listening, when you are educating them from God's word, there is no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. That is fine.
那如果你是那教导带领的这个查经班的，那你是没有跟这些暧昧无意的事的这些人来团契交通，那就没问题。
Why are they called unfruitful works of darkness?
那为什么说他们是暧昧无意的事的这些做这些事的人
？This is spiritual fruit.
那这是关系到属灵的果子。
Any work that is not done according to the scripture will be called unfruitful works of darkness.
那任何东西不按照圣经的教导来做的，就是属于这暧昧无意的事。
The Roman Catholics.Their teaching is not of God.
罗马天主教他们所教导的不是从神来的。
Because they continue to worship Mary.
因为他们继续的来敬拜玛利亚。
The charismatics, they are not of God as well.
那灵恩派他们也不是属神的。
They preach the health and wealth gospel.
因为他们传讲的就是那使人致福还有健康的信息。
Neither are the Methodists and the Anglicans.
那卫理公会或者是圣公会也不属神。
Neither are the Baptists and even some of the Bible Presbyterians.
那甚至是一些就是浸信会还有甚至一些所谓的读新圣经长老会也不合神。
They do unfruitful works of darkness.
因为他们做暧昧无意的事。
Because many of them are part of the ecumenical movement.
因为很多的他们都是属于这个合一运动的一部分。
They are members of the World Council of Churches.
他们就是普世教会协进会的成员之一。
Inside the World Council of Churches,They also have included many other religions as members.
那因为在这普协的这个组织里面，他们包含了许多其他宗教的这些团体在他们的是成
员，
他们的成员之一。
Buddhism, Taoism, Sikhism, and many others.
那就像佛教、道教，还有锡克教，还有其他的。
That's why they are classified under the unfruitful works of darkness, spiritual darkness.
那因此我们就是把他们列为说是那暧昧无意的事的这些功能，因为是讲到说是属灵的事情。
And you cannot endorse them at all.
那你不能够就是同意他们所做的。
Sadly, this is the Christian faith that we are facing in these last days.
那这是可悲的，这正是我们在这末日所面对的，就是基督徒的信仰是这样子。
Students who study in the university, you cannot join the VCF, the Navigators, and the Campus Crusade for Christ.
那这些在大学里面来学习的这些基督徒就是弟兄姐妹们，你们不当去参加好像这些校园团契导航会的这些等等的组织。
They used to be good.
他们曾经是好的。
But because of the last days, they have all been compromised.
那因着这末日的状况他们都妥协了。
That's why the Bible here says, stop having fellowship with these who are called unfruitful works of darkness. You are of God.
那因此圣经在这里就说到说你们这些暧昧无意的事，你们不要与他们来同行，因为你们是属神的。
You are to do fruitful works of light.
那你必须要做那有意义的事情，是光明的事。
To join them is to accept them.
那如果你参与他们，就是接纳他们所做的。
What has light got to do with darkness?
那光明与黑暗有什么相交呢？
What has God got to do with Satan?
那神跟撒旦有什么相合之处呢？
Absolutely nothing.
完全没有。
And as witnesses, we represent God on this earth.
那身为神的见证人，我们是在这地面上来代表神。
That means who we approve, God must approve.
那也就是说，我们能够同意的，神必须是同意的。
And when God does not approve them, and we give people the impression that we approve them by having fellowship with them, we confuse the message that we are sending.
那如果神不同意他们所做的，那我们又跟他们合作，那我们就会使到人混乱了我们所传的信息。
That is a transgression.
那这是 犯了罪。
So all relationship that you have must not be related to any unfruitful works of darkness.
那因此你所持有的任何的关系都不应当跟这些暧昧无益的事有关。
Not only must you have no fellowship, verse 11b tells us we must go one step further.
那不但是不要与他们同行，那十一节的下半部要叫我们进一步的来做。
We are to reprove them.
那我们甚至要责备他们。
That means you have to tell them that you are wrong.
那我们必须告诉他们说他们是做的是错的。
You have to expose them.
你必须要揭发他们。
That's why we have to educate our people. That's why we tell you that the Roman Catholics are wrong.
那因此我们必须教导我们的弟兄姐妹，那告诉他们说啊，天主教是怎么样的错。
That's why we have to tell you that the Charismatics are wrong.
那我们也要告诉你们说，那灵恩派是错的。
Do you know which BP churches are also wrong?
你知道哪些的读心圣经长老会
？You have to know them.
你必须知道。
The mountain churches.
那些属山。
Mount Carmel. Mount Hebron. Mount Gerizim.
那些加密山西布伦的这些诸如这些的会堂。
They are no longer following the straight and narrow path.
那他们已经不再是走这狭窄的道路了。
Zion BP churches, two of them, Bishan and Serangoon.
那西安堂包是两个会堂就是Bishan 还有
Serangoon.
石龙岗。
And the list continues.
那个单子是很长的。
How can a church that believes the Bible has mistakes be a church that honors God?
那如果一个教会他接受说圣经是有错误的，那这样子怎么能够来尊荣神呢？
You reprove them so that your members may be warned and be instructed.
那你责备他们，好叫你的会友能够被警戒，好叫他们受到教导。
Because if we have no fellowship and then we keep quiet.
那如果我们不与他们同行我们又就是封住我们的口。
And then we don't tell you.
我们不告诉你。
And then we let you continue to attend.
那我们又让你继续的来参与他们。
What kind of leaders do you think we will be?
那你说我们是什么样的一个领袖呢？
What kind of Christians do you think we will be?
你说我们是怎样的一个基督徒呢？
You know this church is wrong. You know this church belongs to unfruitful work of darkness and you don't tell me?
那你知道这个教会是错的，你知道他们是属着暧昧无益的事的，那你不告诉我吗？
You allow me to go there and worship knowing that it is wrong.
你让我去那边来敬拜，那知道那边是错的。
And then later on you found out that I know and I kept quiet and I continue to allow you to go.
那你之后就发现说诶我知道，但是我仍然让你这样子去。
Those weeks or months that you have been going to the church, they are not supporting God's work, you are supporting works of darkness.
那些时光你用在来参与他们，他们不是在支持这个光明的属神的事，他们是在支持那暗昧无意的事，那你就是在支持他们。
That's why God says you have to reprove them.
因此神的话也告诉我们说要责备。
We cannot condone all kinds of sins.
那我们不能够就是包容所有的罪。
It must not be limited to only the sins mentioned in this chapter.
那我们也不当说只限于说这里这一章所就是涵盖的这些罪。
Do you want a pastor who is an adulterer?
你是否想要接纳一个就是犯奸淫的牧师呢？
Do you want a pastor who tells you and tells your children the Bible has mistakes?
你想要有一个牧师来告诉你或者是你的孩子说圣经有错误吗？
If you don't mind all these, then we will keep quiet. We will not reprove.
那如果你接着说这无所谓，那我们就封住我们的口，我们也不责备了。
You think that is acceptable to God?
你认为这样是就是能够蒙神的喜悦吗？
When you do what is wrong,In ignorance,
当你在无知的当中做了这些错事
，You think it is acceptable to God for me to know what is wrong and I keep quiet and let you attend and serve in that church?
那当你做你去做这些事情，我知道了，我又不说，那你认为说这样是神喜悦的吗
？Many of the sins that we commit are very shameful.
那我们所犯的许多的罪都是很可耻的。
And that's why God says in verse 12.It is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. What more to commit them?
那因此在 十二节就神就这么说，因为他们在暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。
Do you know that whenever we do counseling concerning a person who has committed adultery?
那你知道吗？当我们要辅导一些已经犯了奸淫的人
，in the course of helping him to reconcile his relationship with God and his family，
那就是在要他们来修好跟神的关系，还有他的这个家庭的时候
，many of them will inevitably ask one question。
那很多的他当中呢，就会这必然会问这样的一个问题。
They will say, Pastor, is it possible to keep this private and not let anybody know?
那他就会问说，牧师，你可以不可以替我保密，不让任何人知道这事？
They are ashamed.
他们感到羞耻。
And yet, they want to commit this sin secretly.
那他们然而他们仍然要去暗地里来做这些事。
They don't want people to speak that he's an adulterer. Say only, he's ashamed of that.
那他不要让人来说他是一个犯奸淫的人啊，他不要人知道。
If you know that you don't want people to even say that you're an adulterer, what more when you commit the actual act of adultery? What do you want to do with then?
那如果你觉得说被提到人提到你做这事情感到羞耻，那你为什么要去做呢？那这样去做不是更可耻吗？
Stay away from sin.
我们要远离罪恶。
Do it by rebuking sin.
那要就是以责备罪恶，就是要实行责备罪恶。
Expose the sinner.
那要揭发这些犯罪的人。
There was a pastor who committed adultery with his church member.
那有一个牧师，他跟他的会友犯了奸淫。
It was long ago.
那多年前。
The elders in our church did not know.
那我们的教会的长老不知道。
And so he asked, or he mentioned in the board of elders, is it okay for us to invite this pastor to be our camp speaker? This was about maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
那因此这个长老就问说，我们是不是可以邀请这位牧师来我们的圣经营来讲道？那这个大概这事发生在大概四五年前。
I said,No.
我就说不可以。
The person asked me why.
那这人就问我说为什么呢？
Should I say to the person that this pastor committed adultery with a church member while he was the pastor?
那我是否是应当告诉这向我提问的人说这个牧师跟他的会友犯了奸淫了？
Should I or should I not?
我当不当这样子说呢？
Should I or should I not?
我当不当告诉他呢？
The elder just relented, and so he was not the church speaker.
那
camp speaker.
那这个长老就就是同意了，就他就不再请他来做我们。
There was another BP minister.
那还有另外一个是 BP 读信圣经
also committed adultery.
施工侍奉人员他也犯了奸淫。
The leaders of his church asked him to leave.
那在他们教会的领袖就叫他离开。
And so he left.
因此他就离开。
They put in the weekly.
他们就在周刊里面刊登。
And the reason they gave for his departure was this.
那他们所提的理由说他离开的原因。
He is leaving the church for personal reasons.
那说他是因个人的事故而离开。
Actually, this church that he was pastoring before he was the pastor,The leaders asked me whether I want to go there and be their pastor.
那其实在这个教会当这个人还没有去那边成为他们的领袖的时候，曾经邀请我要我去就是做他们的牧师。
I was studying in FEBC then.
那个时候我还在远东神学院读书。
And they said that he departed for personal reasons.
那他们就说到说他是因着个人的因素而离开。
And the church just simply accepted and they moved on.
那因为因此这样教会就接纳了他们就这样的继续。
Within a short while, news came back to this church leadership.
那不久后就有消息传来这个传到这个教会的领袖的耳中。
This pastor who resigned for personal reason became the pastor of another church.
那这个牧师他因着个人的事故而离开的这个牧师却成了另外一个会堂 的牧师。
What do you think was the news that came to the leadership of the first church?
那你想想看，他们这个第一个教会的领袖所听到的是什么样的消息呢？
You make a guess.
你猜一猜看。
What do you think was the news?
你想是什么消息呢？
He committed adultery again in the other church.
那他又再度的在另外这个教堂啊，这个教会里面犯了奸淫。
The leadership, one of the leaders, he was so devastated.
那当中的这个第一个教会里面的领袖，其中一个领袖就真的是很愤怒。
If we had stated clearly in the weekly that he was asked to leave the church, he was dismissed because he had committed adultery with a member in the congregation.
那如果我们真的是把他要离开这个教会的原因就是告诉会众说他是因为犯了奸淫跟会友犯了奸淫而离开。
The other church may not have accepted him as pastor.
那如果我们这样子写的话，另外一个教会就可能就不会请他做牧师了。
And even if they did, at least they did so with their eyes open that this pastor was removed because he committed adultery.
那即使是他们愿意接纳的话，他们是在知道情况之下，他们接纳他来成为他们的牧师。
But now he had to carry with his heart in his life this regret for the rest of his life.
那因此这位领袖他这个时候要承担这样的一个懊悔，因为他这事情发生了。
So he says that if I ever become a leader in the church again, I will make sure that this never happens.
那因此他说，如果我再次成为教会的领袖的话，我会确保没有这样的事情再发生。
Always rebuke sin.
那我们要就是一定要来责备罪了。
And you will never be wrong.
那你就不会错了。
God will always approve and accept whenever you rebuke sin.
那上帝必定会悦纳的，如果你是来责备罪的。
So not only must you have no participation or fellowship with sin and sinners, you must rebuke them.
那不但是你不当与这些罪恶的事情和犯罪的人同行，你还要来责备他们。
Don't use sentimental reasons to not rebuke sin.
那不要用就是感情的因素而不来责备罪。
I have already shared with you my mistake as a pastor in Pandan.
那我曾经跟你们来分享我身为就是班上加列堂的牧师所犯的错误。
When one of our members changed sex from man to woman, we did not rebuke his sin.
那当我们的会友当中有一个人就是他改换他的性别，那就是他就是有从本来是个男人，他变性为女人，我们没有责备他的罪。
My mistake was for sentimental reasons.
那我的错误是因为感情。
Because to rebuke him means his family will also be shamed, and the whole church will know that the family has a son who has changed sex.
那如果我们责备他的话，那他的这个家庭的成员也会蒙羞，因为全教会都会知道说啊，他们有一个儿子是已经变性了。
And so for the sake of not shaming the family, we did not reprove his sin.
那为着不让这个家庭感到为难，我们就没有责备他的罪。
I learned my lesson.
那我从这件事情上学习了功课。
I realize that the shame is not when we rebuke him.
那我发觉到说，那个羞耻不是因为我们责备他才羞耻。
The shame upon the family is committed by the son who wants to change sex. It is not the discipline of the leadership of the son that brought the shame.
那样的一个羞辱是因为他们的孩子犯了这样的一个要改换变性的这样的一个罪，他们蒙羞，而不是因为我们责备他的罪，他们才蒙羞。
And so the way to always be found acceptable to God is to rebuke sin.
那因此，我们若要就是一直的蒙神的悦纳的话，我们就必须一定要来 就是责备罪。
Another way to make sure that you're always acceptable to God is found in verses 13 and 14.
那另外一方面是能够确保我们就是一定是蒙神悦纳的，就在13、14节让我们看到。
But all things that are reproved, that is rebuked, are made manifest, made clear by the light.
那凡是受了责备的，就被光明来被光显明出来。
What is this light?
那这光是指什么呢？
What kind of light can expose sin for what it is?
那什么样的光能够来揭发就是让人看到罪的真实呢？
This light has to be God's word.
那这个光必须是神的话。
And whatsoever doth make manifest is light.
那这使到显明出来的这个必定是光。
And so when the Bible exposes sin and said thatPeople who commit sins such as whoremongers, unclean persons, covetous men, idolaters, they have no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. This is the light.
那因此在圣经当来揭发这样的这些的罪恶的时候，就这必须是从神的话语而来的。
And when you follow the light, you will never be wrong.
那因此如果你按照你跟随这个光的话，你就不会有错失。
Unless you are blind, you cannot see.
除非你是瞎了眼，你看不到。
Who are those who are blind who cannot see?
那有谁是瞎了眼看不到的呢？
Those who are sleeping, their eyes are closed.
那些睡着的人，他们的眼都关着。
Or either are you are dead.
或者是你已经死了。
So either you're sleeping with the eyes closed or you're dead, because the dead people can't see as well.
那你要不是死了，或就是睡着了，因为死了的人是看不见的。
So do you know that the Bible is the light that you and I must use to expose sin?
你知道吗？圣经就是我们当用来揭发罪的那光。
And if you do not do that, and you think that you have no right to expose it, then you are wrong.
那如果你不这样子认为，那你认为说你没有权利来揭发罪的话，那你就错了。
God has placed you on this earth to do precisely that, even as you witness for Him.
那神把你放在这地面上正是要你做这事，特别是当你来就是来见证他的时候。
You cannot just be a witness and then do not care about others who call themselves Christians and be a bad witness.
那你不能够成为一个这样的见证人，就是当你看到别人在错的时候，你也不理会不当一回事。那你如果是这样的话，你就不是一个好的见证人。
You have to be awakened out of this understanding.
那你必须是清醒的。
So Jesus says in verse 14, Wherefore he said, Awake thou that sleepest, open your eyes, arise from the dead, open your eyes, be alive, and Christ shall give thee light.
那一直在14节这边主就这样子说所以主说你这睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。
If you cannot see and cannot understand what kind of life, what kind of witness I should live that is acceptable to God 100%, the Bible is the light.
那如果你不能够看到，不能够明白到底怎么样的生活是百分百是蒙神所接纳的呢，那圣经就是那光。
You pray and God will give you the light. Jesus Christ will help you to see.
你要祷告，那神就必定把这光赐给你，耶稣基督就会让你看得见。
Do you know that only the dead in Christ cannot see?
那你知道吗？只有在基督里就是一个不信基督的人，他是看不到的。
As believers, you have no right to have your eyes closed.
那因为他死在最终身为基督徒，你不能够把你的眼关。
Your eyes have been made open, spiritually speaking.
那以属灵的方面来说，你的眼睛必须是张开着的。
If you purposely close your eyes, the Bible says you are sleeping.
那如果你刻意的来把眼睛盖上，那圣经说你就是睡着了。
How can you do that?
你怎么能够这样子做呢？
If you are not born again, you can't see, you are dead in sin. That isis acceptable because you are dead in sin, you can't see.
那如果你还没有重生，那你就在最终你死了，那你根本没有活着，所以你根本不能够看见，那无话可说。
Imagine a person who has been born blind all his life.
那你想想看，如果一个人一生下来就瞎了眼
，He has been using a white cane to walk all his life。
那他一生下来就持着这样的一个白色的棒来行走。
And then suddenly his eyes are healed, and he can see clearly now, six upon six。
那突然在突然之间他的眼睛就是开了，能够看得见了就是很好的视觉。
But he refused to open his eyes.
但是他却不愿意张开他的眼。
He still want to close his eyes and refuse to open them and continue to walk using his white cane.
那他仍然要坚持说关闭双眼，拿着这白色的杖来行走。
What do you call such a person?
你要怎么样称呼这样的一个人？
Do you really think he would do that?
你认为有人会这样子做吗？
If he really continues to do that, he is crazy.
那如果他真的是继续的这样子做他肯定是脑子有问题。
Because you and I know how wonderful sight is.
那你我都知道说能够有视觉看得见是多么可贵的一件事。
He walked in darkness. Everything was complete darkness all his life.
他一生都走在黑暗里面，一切都是这么的黑暗。
Now he can see the color that is in front of him, all the colors.
那现在他能够看到各样的色彩在他眼前。
Now he could see the beautiful sunrise and the beautiful sunset.
那他这时候可以看到日出跟日落。
He can see the beautiful colors on the carpet, the beautiful colors on the wall and the ceiling.
那他也看到说地毯的色彩鲜艳，还有这些墙壁的不同的颜色。
But now he says, I don't want, I still want to keep my eyes closed.
那但是他却说，哎呀，我不要，我要。就是紧闭双眼。
That is exactly what you and I are doing as Christians if we do not use the light of the scripture to guide our lives.
那这正是我们所做的，如果我们不用圣经来就是成为这个光来指引我们的路。
Everything you do can be made plain and clear because of the light.
那因着这个光，你所做的一切都是很鲜明很清楚的。
God will help youMake sure that you make decisions that will always be acceptable to him.
那神会帮助你确保你所做的每一个判断都是合他心意的。
Otherwise, why would God tell us proving what is acceptable unto him?
那要不然神为什么说要查验所有的事情，好像这些都是他所喜悦的。
If we cannot do that right now,
如果我们现在都不能这样子做的话，
because verse 10 is for right now, not when you arrive into heaven.
因为第十节所说的是适用于现在，而不是等到你上天堂之后。
That's why the word proving or discerning is in the present tense. Keep on doing. You can do it right now.
那么因此这个查验在那就是一个现在词，就是正在持续的这样子做。
And always do what is 100% guaranteed acceptable to God.
那我们永远就要做百分百的，就是能够蒙神接纳的事情。
So let this be our heart's desire to make sure that when we discern, it is to God's approval, not man's.
那因此我们必须有这样内心必须有这样的一个渴望，确保说我们所做的一切真的是来蒙神的喜悦，是讨人的欢心。
Be honest with your own soul.
你必须对自己来诚实的来对待自己。
If you are truly born again as a Christian, this is your calling from God.
那如果你真是一个重生得救的基督徒，那这是神给你的呼召。
Be a godly, holy witness.That is 100% acceptable to God, your heavenly Father.
那必须成为一个百分百能够蒙神悦纳的一个见证人，蒙这天父所接纳的。
Can you think of anything that is better than this wonderful revelation?
你能够想到有什么比这个是更可贵的一个启示呢？
That this frail, insignificant life of mine can be acceptable.By God Almighty who created this wonderful heaven and earth.
那像这样的一个微小微不足道的生命能够做一些事情，是能够蒙这天上荣耀的父所接纳的。
You know how small and tiny we are when you look at this earth from the moon?
那你知道吗？那如果我们是多么渺小，如果你从月球站在月球上看这地球
，We are so tiny, so insignificant.
我们是这么的渺小。
It's like us looking down at the little ants.
就好像我们低头看 地上的蚂蚁一样。
And yet God says, you look at all these little lives.
那甚至然而神仍然说，你看这些的生命。
They are so precious to me.
它是对我来讲是多么可贵。
I redeem them with the precious blood of my only begotten Son.
那我为着拯救他们，我甚至是用我自己的爱子的血来拯救他们。
I've given them in my holy and perfect word all that they need to live a life that will always be acceptable to me.
那我把一切的教导都放在我的这个圣言当中，教导他们怎么样的来过活，好叫他们所做的一切能够蒙我的悦纳。
This is God's will for you.
这是神对你所立的心愿。
And God says, please do it.
那神说你必须来做。
And your life will be a blessing to many.
那你的生命将会成为多人的祝福。
And it will be guaranteed by God bring glory to His holy name.
那神是确保说你这样子做必定是能够来带给他的圣名得着荣耀。
I hope this is your heart's cry and heart's desire.
我盼望这是你内心的这样的一个呼求，内心的这样的一个渴望。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典，满有慈爱的神天父。
Thank you, O Lord, for salvation so rich and so free in Christ Jesus.
天父，我们实在要感谢你，在基督里面，我们找到了这样的一个丰盛，真的是可贵的救恩。
Thank you, Lord, for the life that you have given to us on this earth.
我们感谢主在赐给我们在这地面上的生命。
Thank you, Lord, that this life, so frail and so weak, can be your witness.
我们感谢神，虽然我们的这个生命是这么样的渺小懦弱，却能够成为你的见证。
Help us to live for Christ only unto thy approval.
求主帮助我们来为主而活，按照你所认同的来活。
We thank thee, Lord, for the word of God.
我们为着神的话语来感谢你。
For when this life of witness is lived according to Holy Scriptures, we know it will be acceptable to thee.
因为我们知道说只要我们按照这圣言所教导的来过活，那必定要蒙你的悦纳。
We thank the Lord for this wonderful assurance that we can have even right now on this earth.
我们为着我们这时候能够有这样的一个奇妙的这样的一个确据，我们实在要感谢你。
Help all of us who are truly born again to live such a life.
求主帮助我们当中每个已经重生得救的人就过这样的一个生活。
That our lives will bring blessing to many and glory to thy holy name.
好像我们的生命能够带给多人福气，也能够真的是荣耀你的圣名。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name we give thanks and pray.
奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵神圣的圣名我们感恩祷告。
Amen.
Amen.